Von 0 auf 100. Aral feiert 100 Jahre mit über 100.000 Gewinnen. Zum Beispiel ein Jahr frei tanken. Jetzt ein Dankeschön, Rubbellos zu jedem Einkauf. Alle Infos auf aral.de. Aral, alles super.
This is my way. Hello again, we're back live here from Punk Rock Holiday. We have another set of guests coming up. It's a twofold aspect. There are two different guests here. There is the band No Opinion. We have sitting here and Garrett from Bird Attack Records, who is doing this amazing live stream thing, which you probably watch every day at home, because when you listen to our radio, you're obviously not here. Say hello to our listeners.
Hello.
Hi.
Some of the members of No Opinion have a bit of a quiet voice today. So how was your gig when you played here? I heard people talk about it, but I want to ask you first how you liked it.
You said they talk about it. We don't know yet. You told us you're going to tell us about what they're actually saying about us.
Yeah.
It was you. Okay, cool.
Yeah, some of our friends were talking about it.
That's okay. I thought it's worse.
And they really, really, really liked it. So they were kind of... we were kind of sad that we couldn't make it, because they said that was a really, really awesome gig, and they told us you were probably having no voice anymore. I wonder how that happened. Yeah. But how was it playing the beach stage?
It was really, really cool, and it's like, you know, we've been doing this for quite a while, and there's like a lot of bands we know from all over Europe actually were there yesterday and really helped us and partied, and it was really cool. Like,
feels a bit fun. Like a class reunion for you? Meeting friends and other bands.
Actually, yeah, actually some, because there were actually some people there that we haven't seen for actually quite a while. Like, you know, we bumped into people like, oh, do you remember us like 10 years ago, blah, blah, blah. We're like, whoa, yeah, man. You know, no, I don't, but hey, you know.
you promised to tell us what happened yesterday.
What happened yesterday? Oh yeah, Philip actually got drunk for... he doesn't really drink at all most of the time. Like, but yesterday he really just... Well, I don't know.
Loose.
He let loose. It was fun, actually. Like, for the first time, like, usually he watches our ass a little bit, you know, and yesterday we had to watch his.
You watched his ass?
Yeah,
I watched... I was watching it, too. But good to know I'm not the only one.
Yeah, because I did too.
See, you were looking at all their
asses.
I sit
behind him, you know?
Okay, a lot of ass lookers around here.
This is not what I meant, you know?
A lot of FOC. Boobs,
so we gotta look at his ass.
Ass Looker is kind of a cool band name, I think. Let's reset the domain in the internet. Probably you have been watching a lot of other bands here on the festival. Any favorites so far?
Strung Out.
Yeah. One of our all-time favorites,
like
Strung Out.
Shredding punk rock. It's got a melody to it, right?
But so many good bands. Authority Theories really kicked
it. Yeah.
They were really good. The Donuts yesterday, they really teared up. Wow, a German band. Really good.
Mainline, The Decline.
Every Bird Attack band
lots,
I like.
Lots
yeah, there are quite a lot of Bird Attack bands playing here.
Yeah.
Garrett is snatching them all away, yeah, man. All the good bands.
Play. Garrett, do the bands play here because you do the stream, or do you recruit the bands?
No. I was just lucky enough to find out that all the bands were playing last year. It was just a coincidence. I think there was like 12 or 13 last year. It was crazy. And they're on this because they're good bands.
So you listen to new bands and put them on the label.
I think now with, you know, Punk Rock Holiday, I think they're getting to the point where they're probably like, hey, you know, we can put some bands on if you want, which is cool. But I haven't had any say in it up to this point. They didn't even hear our album. They just said, hey, yeah, come on. And I was like, oh, shit.
And you're broadcasting all the stuff?
Yeah, we're doing.
Does it work? Everything's cool?
Nothing works, actually.
Nothing?
it didn't survive the weather, or?
Yeah, we have got one camera down, but no, actually, it's worked really, really well.
Yeah. We heard yesterday there were like 8,000 people watching the live stream, is that correct?
Yeah, it's almost at 8,000, like 7,500.
It's actually more people than are here. More people are watching than...
Can you turn around so I can look at your ass while you're talking?
Yeah, I just want to ask... you stream only the main stage to Yes.
Well, unfortunately. Right?
Because they can fall out on the speech stage.
It's interesting. The power over in Europe is 220. This is probably super boring for people listening, but it's 110. It's a different power. So if we just plugged all our stuff in, it would pretty much melt it.
Oh.
Yeah, it would explode or melt.
Really?
So we need this box. And we didn't bring them ourselves because they weigh like 50 pounds, like a little box, you know?
Like a converter.
Yeah, a converter. Oh, okay. So they brought, they were supposed to bring us two. They brought us one, which is cool, but it was more like an old school car versus a new car, I guess you could say.
Okay.
It broke.
Oh,
and it broke. Yeah. It sucked because it was like the yesterday was, and Wednesday were like my days. So Wednesday was like rain, like my favorite days, you know? And then yesterday, having no opinion, decline, such gold back to back. When I found out, it was hard for me not to get stressed out, but we have cameras there and we took a good recordings and our guy Claudio. So the runner up prize is, I'm going to just lie and say we're streaming it next weekend and restream the guys. So two streams in one.
Oh, yeah. Any plans for watching a band today?
No,
for you?
They're not watching any band in particular.
We're just drinking all day long.
Excuse me.
Drinking and screaming.
I hope that.
Whispering.
Right? We get the alcohol in there and we'll loosen our stuff up. We need to do that.
I'll do
like, you know, like some Jack.
Hot sake.
Konnichiwa. Yeah. I was supposed to talk into that stuff.
Yeah.
I'm not drinking anymore. I quit. Actually, I just signed up for the Betty Ford Clinic, you know, so I'm not going anywhere. I'm watching bands.
No, I think that No Fun At All is going to probably be one of my favorite bands.
Millencolin. Yeah. Definitely.
I love
Pinhole
watching.
Down.
Yeah.
4:30.
I don't know who those guys are.
Actually,
Lyric High is a really
Lyric
fun band.
Yes. The Octopuses. Yeah. Like today, the Beach Stage probably has pretty, pretty good bands. We know some of them, and they're good.
Yeah.
At the main stage, yeah, I mean, No Fun At All, Millencolin is on their names.
So
and Total Chaos, yeah, if you're total into punk.
Well, now here's the good news. Like, I love all the bands on the main stage tonight, but I'm more passionate about a lot of the other ones. And so other after we play, which is a good thing, after that, it kind of turns into, like, I want to see No Fun At All, but I can get shit-faced and not worry about stuff.
Yeah.
You know, and hang with my friends, because it's the last day. We got so many bands here, and all these guys and all the bands are, you know, I consider my friends, too. So I hate always being on, like, go. So tonight after we play, I'm not on the fucking go. Yeah. I'm hanging with my boys and getting a buzz. And girls.
Sounds wonderful.
That's going to be interesting. So we're going to have some more ass watching to do. Like when you stumble and fall over, we're going to watch your ass tonight, you know?
You might be stumbling too. Or are you you're going to like...
Yeah, I think they're professionals somehow.
They are.
They trained the last 4 days. So
yeah.
You start just today.
So how did you put it?
The dark side.
Finally going to pull you into the dark.
Be better.
All right.
Join me on the dark side.
Are there any plans for next year? With the live streaming and putting bands, letting bands in.
Bigger and better.
Bigger and better, and just as many bands as we can ask them to put on that we can help out. There's a roster of, I think we're up to like 35 bands on our label, and so that means there's 10 more that need to come play if they can.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's kind of hard for bands to come from the States, but the ones that really want it can, you know?
And you are doing Grootsrock as well?
I don't know. You never know. Like, to be honest, this one was the test. It was like, because it's very expensive to do it. And it helps the brand and the bands so much that even if there's not money coming back, it's almost like, you know, free marketing, I guess you could say. And I enjoy it. But, you know, this was the one where I was like, shit, like, this has to be the best we can do with our budget. And if not, I don't know how if I would be able to do it much more. But when, just what you were saying, having all those viewers, now we've got something. Now we can, you know, and I hate to say it, but we got a little bit of sponsorship in the stream, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe if weed was legal over here, you know, we could get some kind of weed company to sponsor us. I don't smoke weed, but I think it's fucking cool. Weed, if you just have weed on something, you're like, man, that's fucking cool. So, but honestly, though, don't smoke weed, kids. I don't.
Actually, some of our neighbors on the camping space left 2 days ago because they weren't able to buy weed.
Really?
Yeah.
That's quite a pothead addiction.
Yeah,
I'm leaving. I can't
drove here all the way and then left because fuck the music. We want to do drugs. and we can't do drugs, so we leave.
That's pretty stupid, man.
Yeah, it's really, really stupid.
Yeah. So, but yeah, I mean, I think it's, I think it was cool to see that. I was laying in bed last night, and I was resting, I slept. Like almost 8,000. Is that real? The log on? So it was a very, very good feeling. I mean, people are into it. It's watching. It's going viral a little bit. So now we can present that too. But we would like to get cool ass sponsorship. Something that has to do with what we love, not like a diaper commercial or something like that. But I will do diapers if I need to. and that'll help, and that'll just keep us here. And then hopefully we can do more and more.
Yeah, I think it's a quite a good thing that you stream all the bands, because I know a lot of people who are watching it because they can't be here. It's a kind of hard to drive here for some people, and yeah. They really, really enjoy it.
I heard a bunch of people decided not to come because they couldn't find any pot on the way.
Or they had too much and got arrested, I don't know.
Busloads of them, yeah. Okay, some of you told us you want to watch the band which is playing at 2 at the beach stage, so this is your chance to close up the interview so you can actually watch the... who's playing? Review or
Rebuke?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So thanks a lot for giving us a moment of your time. Have fun at the rest of the festival, I hope.
No, wait. We've got another hour and a half.
Yeah. Then we'll do another hour and a half. It's no problem at all.
I will say, not just because I'm sitting here with these guys, but their album's fucking ridiculous, and I'm not just tooting their horns and rubbing your ass. That's a like. Comment that I can use, but they fucking killed it. And anybody listen to this, it's actually on YouTube, so you can go to the Bird Attack Records YouTube page and you can rewatch it. They killed it. Even with Pat's, both his guitars went down, he still owned it with blood dripping out of his nose. It was pretty fucking amazing, and the crowd was going nuts. So there you go.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
Any last words from you to our listeners?
Have fun, support the bands.
Support the bands and don't go home and you don't get any weed, man. You should just stay around, man.
Listen to more skate punk and less Beyonce.
That's good advice. That's always good advice. Okay, thanks a lot and bye-bye.
Thank you
for the interview, for this connection, and we hope a lot of other people like joining our band and join all the other bands and check out Bird Attack Records and... Have fun and drink some beers with us.
Von 0 auf 100. Aral feiert 100 Jahre mit über 100.000 Gewinnen. Zum Beispiel ein Jahr frei tanken. Jetzt ein Dankeschön rubbellos zu jedem Einkauf. Alle Infos auf aral.de. Aral, alles super.
Ich habe mich natürlich schockverliebt, weil die war wirklich ganz, ganz klein.
So begann die Mensch-Hund-Beziehung zwischen Christina und Tierschutzhund Frieda. Und wie es danach, nach dem ersten Moment der Verliebtheit, so weiterging und welche Klippen es danach zu umschiffen galt, das hört ihr in der neuen Ausgabe von Iswas Dog, dem Podcast für harmonische Mensch-Hund-Beziehungen.
Iswas Dog mit Malte Asmus.
Überall, wo es Podcasts gibt.